But when he shoots the arrow right and is aware of it, he would, I think, think of that as a higher degree of awareness.
Who knows, except the person, whether there is higher understanding at that moment. Because while one is talking, there can be enlightenment. Not necessary to be shooting arrow. See? Any situation, depending on the individual. But one has to be honest whether one understands with awareness of the characteristic which appears as it is. For example, the nama, the reality which can experience object. It seems easy to say that it's not self, it's only a reality that can experience object. Seeing now experiences visual object. Hearing now experiences sound. But who has experienced that reality as not self? That has to be through mind only. Because seeing cannot see the nama. Hearing cannot hear the nama, the experiencing. So one just understands theoretically or intellectually that it's nama. Using the word nama and thinking that it's a reality that experiences object now. But that characteristic does not appear as it is, as just an element which experiences object. Many people try to find or to look for nama. Where is it? Where are they? But now it sees, experiences visual objects. It's different from visual objects. When it does not appear as it is through mind, one cannot say that one has developed understanding of nama. So it doesn't matter if anybody is shooting arrow. If nama appears to that person as it is, but one has to be honest whether one just reading about it or thinking about it or trying to understand more about it or begin to be aware of it. For example, at this moment, can anyone tell whether that is awareness of seeing or of visual object, of sound or of hearing? This is the beginning. You don't have to think of shooting arrow or doing anything.
No, I agree with that. A practice is only a practice. It's not a. The practice doesn't bring awareness.
And it's not I who is practicing. It's the moment when awareness arises and performs its function of being aware of a reality now. So what? Right understanding begins to develop when there is awareness. And that is another level of studying. Because it's not just reading or considering, but it's a moment of developing understanding the characteristic of object with awareness, when awareness arises from it.
I think a practice is a way of learning how fragile our life is, how easily we get things wrong. And most of the time we're not aware of this because we're doing many, many different things. If one is fortunate enough to be engaged in some very fine art of some kind, then one does see very clearly how fragile one's ordinary life is. And I think this is a reminder of the importance of awareness of all the different moments.
One by one at a time.
Yes.
To one down.
But is it at the moment of practicing that fine art, what is it that helps one to realise how fragile one's life is, or to what helps one to know anything about reality?
Well,
for
example, the fact that the person who shoots arrows, he knows that he can't shoot the arrow perfectly whenever he wants to. It depends on many, many different things. And that's a way of learning that there is no self.
By thinking or
by actually, well, in the conventional sense of being aware of how fragile, let's say, our preconceptions are. He thinks he's good at shooting arrows. One day he finds he can't shoot.
So it's just because, thinking at that moment.
Yes, and he realises how his thinking, let's say his pride, has impaired his judgment.
But thinking is different from awareness.
Yes. Oh, yes.
So that moment of thinking, it can be thinking, which is quite useful, but it's different from awareness, which can be aware of a reality, that's
yes.
all. So if awareness is aware of seeing, does it matter if it's seeing now at this moment? Does one have to go and shoot an arrow or paint a fine picture?
No, one doesn't have to. None of these things bring it about. But it's very easy to go through life in a very kind of harmonious way, or at least without any terrible tragedies. And because one is distracted by many different things, one never actually comes to a point where one recognises how important it is to get away from all these preconceptions and see things for what they are.
So what about at this moment? Does one have to get away from anywhere or anything in order to begin to understand life at this moment?
One might well have to. If one is leading a life in which one has got caught up in a lot of bad habits, then it might be necessary as a way of breaking these bad habits to get into a different environment.
And who is going to get into a different environment and go somewhere else and follow some different practice?
The person who realises that this is causing you problems.
So if at this moment we have the idea that perhaps it would be better if we went somewhere else where life was not so harmonious or was more harmonious, or isn't it thinking at this moment? Isn't that the reality?
That's the reality at this moment. Yeah.
What's important is the awareness of thinking, which is conditioned at this moment.
Awareness of it, and making some decision based on that awareness.
Isn't that thinking as well? So
yes.
It can be awareness of thinking at that moment, whether one goes or doesn't go.
Yes, that's
good
thinking.
It's also conditioned.
Yes. And then walking is walking, but one still has to walk.
The problems,
all these things are involved.
The problems of this life, of course, are not understanding the present moment.
Yeah.
So if one wants to have less problems, one must develop an understanding of the present moment, not another situation.
Yes, because one can't be perpetually running away, surely this is the
no.
part of the development,
just
being able to
up.
Stay where you are and develop within the environment, even if it's not always necessarily the sort of environment one wants, because if one is running away from it, you never develop.
But that's just it. If one is caught up in a situation of running away, to change certain things, and learn to
stay where you are
where
and
you
change
are, yes.
them, but not run away from them.
No.
Not run away into another environment which you think might be more conducive to what you want to be, or might make life easier for you.
Well, it may be necessary to do that.
It may happen. I mean, we may go somewhere else. Some of us stay in one place all the time. Some go because of our different tendencies.
Yeah.
But what is important is that whether one's here or there, they're seeing. It's real.
Yeah.
It can be the object of awareness.
What does it mean to talk about the important thing is to understand the present moment? I mean, that doesn't mean anything to me. That understanding the present moment. I mean, I can understand sort of the past, I can look into my past, assess myself, I can look around me. But what is this present moment you're talking about? Or did you mention it?
Well, life is right now, at this moment, it's in one moment of experiencing. Yeah, it's not yesterday. We can think about yesterday, so it's just thinking, which is real. So it's becoming an understanding of what the present.
So you're distinguishing between understanding and thinking.
Mm-hmm.
That you can think about the world,
many
the past,
different things
like
the past
that. But understanding always applies to the present moment.
But thinking, like we think about our childhood or our future plans or where we're going to go, which will be more conducive to our practice. But what is real is a moment of thinking only at that moment. All those future plans and ideas and projects
yeah.
and the past childhood memories is just in that one moment of thinking. Is it thinking?
Oh, true, yes.
Or being.
Yes.
What does.
I mean, being rather than thinking, just being.
What's just being?
Well, I mean, you know, how can I say it? Just being without intellectualizing at all.
If it's not thinking, then there is seeing or hearing. There's not thinking all the time. But if it's seeing, then that is real. And that is our life. And it's just at that moment of seeing.
Suppose there are two people or two persons in the same situation, very miserable situations. One is aware of reality which appears, and the other try to go away. Who develops the right understanding?
Well, it depends which moment you're talking about.
Same miserable situation. A person is aware and develop right understanding, and the other tries to solve the problem by this way or that way. Who develops right understanding?
Well, at that moment, the person who
is aware.
Is aware.
So the awareness is the most important. Yeah, and then there is aware again and again, depending on conditions. As much as awareness can arise, it can condition more understanding of reality. If there is only thinking about changing situation, it's not the moment of developing understanding.
The person who goes away, it may be he goes away for the wrong reasons, but it may be he goes away for the right reasons.
Even so, the one who is aware develops more understanding.
But he's not aware because he decides to stay.
No, we talk about two persons in the same situation, very miserable situation. One person is aware of seeing or hearing or any reality which appears, and the other thinking of solving the situation but not being aware. Who develops right understanding?
The person who is aware.
So just develop awareness, no matter in what situation.
But both people are aware according to their own lives, aren't they? One person is more developed and more advanced than another person.
That's why each person should develop on and on and on until one can become enlightened, instead of just trying to solve.
It's a very, very, it's a very passive way of looking at things. It might create the misconception that we have to accept everything in life and that nothing can be changed.
Even at moment of thinking, choosing, changing, there can be awareness of that moment as different realities, different thoughts, different thinking. Not self.
The only thing I was trying to say before was that sometimes it is necessary to act upon awareness.
By conditions.
Yes.
And don't forget to be aware of any reality which appears.
Then you would trust that right awareness would lead to right action.
Right awareness.
Not necessary, no.
Right awareness is forming of being aware of right object.
And would that lead you to right action? I mean, presumably it would.
A moment of awareness is just a moment which is so short and brief. So at that moment of awareness of a reality which appears, the mind is pure from unwholesomeness, pure from defilement. So at that moment there is no greed, no hatred, no ignorance, because it's aware, it's wholesome. But the next moment there can be greed, there can be hatred, there can be the intention to steal from one's neighbour. Who knows? That's why one should begin to see the real value of just a moment of awareness, because it's just a moment which is pure at that moment, which can lead to more awareness in the future. But one shouldn't think that if there is a moment of awareness, or one begins to understand a little about awareness, that suddenly all one's problems are solved, that suddenly one will be so good and perfect, and they'll never be greedy, and never be selfish, and never be jealous, and never be miserable again. Because, of course, there are many different states of mind which are conditioned. It's impossible to control that one will never be unhappy again, or never be greedy again. that one can begin to see the value of just developing a little more awareness, and so that it can grow and gradually understand more the value of it. But it's not a matter of just going from all being just full of greed and hatred to suddenly just having a lot of awareness.
No, I wasn't thinking in those terms. I think sort of in the Christian terms, for instance, that, you know, right thinking with love will lead to right action. I mean, I suppose that some action is required of anybody, if only to go out and denounce to somebody else.
Yes, but one can, I think if we begin to be more honest, and when there is more awareness, we can begin to see that even when we go out and are nice to someone else, or give our friend a nice present, that in fact, even though there may be nice ideas and good intentions, one can't say that it's all good for half an hour. For example, when one gives a present to one's neighbour who's sick, there can be moments of real generosity and concern for their welfare. But there can also be moments of being quite conceited because I'm so generous, or hoping for something in return when I'm ill.
It's very difficult to draw the line as to what their motives are.
Yes, that's why.
And then many people work it out, wouldn't
they? But that's why awareness is so valuable, because it means that while helping one's neighbour or giving a gift, if there is more awareness of the different states of mind, it can know more clearly which are the useful, skillful moments and which are the not so skillful moments.
Do you think with people, if you're and somebody's got a more advanced understanding of something than another person they're close to, do you think in some times one has to hold oneself back for that other person? Otherwise, if you go on too far, you might create, in fact, the very discord that you're trying to avoid.
But if one has the idea of holding oneself back,
I mean,
it sounds again as though we have the idea of a self who can somehow control or regulate awareness or our practice. I think that if there is more understanding of the value of awareness and of wholesomeness in our lives, it develops naturally and helps any situation, whoever one's with, because there is more genuine kindness and generosity and concern for others' welfare naturally.
I don't mean so much then as in the spiritual understandings. I mean, just
even when one has become enlightened, one can live with any group of people. Okay. Because the other cannot know whether this or that person has become enlightened. There is no way to know if one does not develop right understanding.
But sometimes you can be kind of, I'm not talking personally, you can be held back by situations from going further and further on because of the situation you're involved in. It can stop you, it can stand in the way of development.
I think that if one's practice is right, one's understanding is right, one's life should become easier, not harder. So if one's finding that it's harder to be with other people who have different ideas or different understandings, and I think if there's more understanding, one doesn't mind so much about the situation because one knows one's in that situation because there are conditions. And if someone else has no understanding perhaps of what is useful, one can sympathise better because one understands how difficult the practice is anyway, how little awareness there is in life. So maybe one can be more concerned to help, or one knows the problems in one's life are really within, not the situation or the other person that one happens to be with at that time. Because by conditions, one is there anyway with this person or that person. So we can see that it's useful to be with friends that can help us to understand our lives better. But in the end, our understanding has to develop itself to help us live more easily, whatever the situation is. Rather than thinking that we have to be in a different situation or different people or different family, or because we can see that we are here now in this situation.
Probably to learn something yourself as well as to give.
Yes, so maybe one minds less about, if one sees the value in understanding, perhaps we think less about, oh, this is a bad situation. situation for me and how I would rather it was
Yes, because one understands better that it's conditioned at this moment. There are always going to be difficulties. Kunzi Chin was trying to explain to Jeremy that more understanding at any moment is so much more valuable than trying to find a better situation or a better environment.
But that's what I said, you shouldn't be trying to.
It's natural to think like that. It's natural to think of different places or different people or different things that we would prefer. Very natural. So we don't have to try and not think about those things or not go to those places, but while thinking or going to those places according to our tendencies, we can see the value of developing more understanding.
You can't understand the past and future without understanding the present moment.
I just find this concept of present
very difficult to understand. Mm-hmm. But in order to be able to understand the past and future, it's the matter of understanding this moment, because this moment now is the past, and future moment, just a moment ago, is present.
If I feel I understand the past, or I think I feel like I'm more at home in the present.
For example, seeing yesterday cannot be understanding, cannot be understood as a reality which experiences visual object because it's gone completely. So it's not right understanding at all. Right understanding of present moment can condition someone to understand past and future. But past and future cannot be understood without the understanding of this time. As it is. Moment of seeing now, moment of hearing now. Whenever it appears, it can be understood, it can be aware. That's why we come to the right understanding of this moment. Whatever it appears. Forgetting about the past because it's only thinking. But whenever it arises, there can be awareness of thinking. That's just a conditioned moment. We have different thoughts because of different conditions, different experiences. We cannot get changed in the thought or anything because it's conditioned.
But I think anyway, on that table.
So thinking should be aware and understood and understanding as well. So there is no self-pushing. If ever awareness is aware of a reality, one can see the anatta, because one has to understand the meaning of anatta, of any reality. If we try and try to be aware, that is not anatta, because we take whatever arises as conditioned by the self. There can be awareness of hardness or coldness. Which is there, the present moment, hardness or coldness. And one knows how to be aware and be aware, but understand the object of awareness. But seeing is clear, hearing is clear, thinking is
clear. Yes, but you're not directing your matter to a visual object.
At the moment of knowing that it's being or nothing. That's why at the moment of experiencing Nirvana, Metta, that's not a company. Or Karuna, that's not a company. Karuna, Jetasika cannot be company moment of experiencing Nirvana. That is seeing, after that, that is the thinking of this as honey or bottom. But those who develop right understanding know that it's thinking, a conditioned moment.
Yes, shouldn't loving kindness or compassion go beyond concepts? It just has concepts as its object, and it's very conditioned.
It can go beyond concept when there is awareness of kindness as a conditioned reality, not my kindness.
Yes.
Just a conditioned moment. It does not belong to anyone. Arun, is this belong to me?
Yes.
Which object is common to every seeing? Which sees it? So we come to the common things in life because sound is common to hearing. Smell is common to smell of consciousness. One cannot say that it's my smell or my smelling because it's gone. It's conditioned like fire here and there. But there is no wrong understanding which takes the fire does not have any wrong understanding that it's me. So the nama and rupa just arise by conditioning, here or there, and falls away. And by understanding this, why we have more metta, I think. Seeing seems anything, but it depends on one's wrong view or attachment to cling to it, taking the eye with attachment or with conceit or with wrong view. There are three aspects of the idea of I or self.